This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa sallam, wa sallam, wa ba'd. So who is ready for Ramadan round two? Ready? MashaAllah. Hadith Sahih Muslim. أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان وما تبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. If you fast Ramadan and then you follow that with 6 days of Shawwal, it will count as if you've been fasting your entire life. How is that? So the ulama, they give the interpretation to this. قالوا صيام رمضان, if you count a full Ramadan, let's say at 30 days or 29 days, you get the reward for 300 hasana. And then add those 6 days times 10, obviously, that's 60. That's 360 merits, like for every extra day, which means like a full year. And if you keep doing that every single year, it will count as if you've been fasting your entire lifetime. So that's in terms of the reward, obviously. So you get the reward as if you've been fasting your entire lifetime. There are so many virtues for the fast of the fasting in general. And we mentioned that in the khutbah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, كُلُّ عَمْلُ بْنَ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا الصَّوْمْ فَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Everything that you do, it belongs to you. Meaning, you can get something out of it for yourself. Like what? When people give charity publicly, they show off. When they pray, people can see and people can count them among those who pray. They come to the masjid, it's visible. But fasting, you will be fasting, and the day will pass by day after day, day after day, and no one would know that you were fasting. Unless, of course, you tell them. So eventually, it counts as an exclusive ibadah, and you get the full reward for it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because one of those most sincere acts of worship. Now, people ask about 6 of Shawwal. Okay, I have a few questions right now. I have a few days that I missed from Ramadan. I was traveling. Sister Salma was on my period. Can I count those days together? Like I fast my 3 days to make up from Ramadan, or 6 days making up from Ramadan with the intention of 6 of Shawwal, would that count? The answer is no. They don't count. Because the 6 days of Shawwal are exclusive occasion that you cannot duplicate the intention with it. Just like if you want to make up your day from Ramadan on Arafah, for example. It doesn't count like that. Why? Because Arafah is an exclusive fast that needs to be done exclusively. However, can I do my 6 days of Shawwal on Mondays and Thursdays? The answer is yes. Can I do it on the 3 days of the middle days of the month, the 13th, 14th, 15th day of Shawwal? The answer is yes. That counts. Why? Because Mondays and Thursdays are recurring occasions. It's not exclusive. So you can duplicate the intention by making the intention to fast 6 days of Shawwal and Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, can I then start my 6 days of Shawwal before making up my days from Ramadan? Like I missed 6 days, 7 days, or 5 days. Or do I need to first fast my five or 6 days of Ramadan, then I need to do my 6 days of Shawwal? Now, that's where there's a controversy among the ulama. The majority's opinion, I want to repeat that, the majority's opinion, they say you need to do, first of all, to make up the days of Shawwal, the days of Ramadan, and then you fast the days of Shawwal. That's a kind of like, if you say majority, we talk about relative majority, not exclusive majority or complete majority. So why they say? Because it wouldn't count as Sama Ramadan, you fast Ramadan until you have all the days complete. Now that's their interpretation. However, other ulama, they say, no, you are allowed to do your 6 days of Shawwal first, and then you can fast the rest of your Ramadan throughout the whole year, which is what is obvious, because you have an entire year to make up the days of Ramadan, from this Ramadan until the next Ramadan. And if you're going to mandate that people need to first make up these days before they can do their 6 of Shawwal, what if someone has 10 days? And then he fasts 10 days and then 6 days. That counts 16 days of Shawwal. That's not what is intended to happen. So, in addition to that, what supports this opinion actually is the opinion about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummu Mu'min Aisha radiallahu anha, they reported that she used to make up her days from Ramadan in Sha'ban. When is Sha'ban, Jama'ah? Do you know what Sha'ban is? is the day before Ramadan, or the month before Ramadan, which means she will wait the whole year before she makes up her days from Ramadan. And when she was asked about it, they gave different interpretations. Some they say that she wanted to observe that out of respect for the Prophet ﷺ's time, during, of course, her time with him, which can be defied by the fact that the Prophet ﷺ, maybe he wasn't always every day with her. Other than that, some they say she did that simply because she wants to give the allowance and explain to the people, especially the ladies, that you are allowed to delay your fasting from Ramadan until Sha'ban, right before the next Ramadan. So you have the whole year to do that. Aisha radiallahu anha was known for her ibadah and devotion. She used to fast a lot. And if you say that she wouldn't fast the whole year until Jaras and Sha'ban, that's not what the story about Aisha radiallahu anha tells us about her. So therefore, it's okay. It's okay that you start with your 6 days of Shawwal, because that's a very limited time that you have. And then you can make up your days from Ramadan throughout the whole year, inshallah, tabarakallah. The choice is yours. If you would like to do them all in Shawwal, bismillah. May Allah accept from you. But don't put too much burden on yourself if you can make it easier for you, inshallah, throughout the year, bidnillahi azza wa jal. Now, do I have to make them back-to-back? Or can I separate these days? The answer, you can separate them. Like I said, you can do Mondays and Thursdays. You can do weekends if you want to. You can do any other days of the month. You don't have to do it on Mondays and Thursdays. Any days will suffice you, inshallah ta'ala, as long as you do 6 days. What if I do 7? Can I do 7? Bismillah. Can I do 9? Bismillah. How about 10? It's up to you. How about 5? Can I do just 5? I mean, try to make them 6. But if you fall short and you end up with 5, may Allah accept from you. The idea is that you need to do 6 days of Shawwal, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So make some effort, binillah, this month of Shawwal, so you keep commemorating the beautiful journey in the month of Ramadan. May Allah accept from all of you, Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala. Any questions, jama'ah? Yes. So very good question. Number 6 is not very common in the culture of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You always 7, right? So why 6 this time? Remember, he said that 30 days plus 6, so it would make him 360, right? And if you do 7, it will pass over the year. Allahu alam. That would be the meaning for it. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Nah.
Can we fast on Monday, Thursday, Friday?
Can you fast Monday, Thursday, Friday? The answer is yes, because you fasted the day before Friday. As long as you fast one day before, one day after, should be okay. Now. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.